I am so excited to see you. I know, I'm never this giddy. No. Well, I am excited about the high school reunion. I'm not that excited. I pretty much have kept in touch with everyone that I care about. There's Facebook, there's text messages. Plus, we have some really successful people in our class, like one who has been on the cover of Time magazine. So I'm not that excited to go. But I figure if the reunion is not going well, then we can just pull the whole "we invented post-it notes" thing. It's a joke. Yeah, post-it notes are probably older than we are. But the joke is from Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion. You haven't seen it! You need to! Oh, shut up! It's not a chick flick! Thank you so much for agreeing to a road trip with me. So much better than flying. Yeah. Okay, the thing I'm excited about. Oh, I have a surprise. No, I don't have any pot. Do you know who Melanie Hart is? She's this popular influencer, blogger. Anyway, I found out that she lives near us. She came into my work and I scanned her card. So I got this amazing idea and I got her address. Yeah, through work. It's not the most ethical, okay? But you're gonna love this idea, trust me. I went to her house and she has this bird statue. It's pretty small. It's not really large or anything. It's in her garden. And I brought it with us. What we're going to do is each state where we go, we're going to go to a location and we're going to go take a picture of the statue at some fun landmark. And then we're going to go send her pictures. It's not meant to be mean. She's famous. So she's going to post about this on her blog and it's going to go viral. Everyone is going to be interested in this. And she's going to have fun with it, wouldn't you? And we are going to return it, okay? I looked at Atlas Obscura and I found really cool places where we can go. No, I don't want to do anything near here. I want to get away from here as quickly as possible and not get caught. We're not going to go to jail. It's all in fun. She's going to love it. Although... So she's super prim and proper, and I thought that it might be a bit of fun to do some locations that might kind of freak her out. The statue isn't going to get broken. We're going to be very careful. It will be fine. Oh, okay. So, Ohio. We should be there in about 14 miles. It's this big garden that's full of these huge numerical statues, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and there are all these math problems everywhere. I was trying to find places that would be easy to recognize, and I thought that it would be fun for the people that are playing along, because you know she's going to post about it, and everyone's going to be like, oh, they're at this place right now. Basically, we've made a fun game for everybody internationally. Yeah, bloggers can be known internationally. Oh, I cannot wait for this. It is gonna blow up. It might even get on the news. Oh, we're here. All right, so take the statue and let's put it on top of the number one because it's the first location. Okay. Oh, shit! Oh, God. Oh, I caught it. Okay. Don't put it on top of another statue. It will fall. I caught it, though. Whew, that was scary. I'm going to put it in front of the number one. And I'll take a picture. Oh, you're in the frame. Move. We don't want anyone to see you. I guess we could send a picture of us with the statue at the end. But not yet. This whole thing is supposed to be a big mystery for now. All right, next location, Indiana. Yeah, see, I'm so excited to get to the next place. I'm not even thinking about the reunion. That's why I thought this would be so much fun. I mean, this could be the whole trip, and it would be a wonderful trip. Honestly, going anywhere and just spending time with you would be a good trip. Right? We always have fun. Oh, we're almost there. So this place, it's the entrance to a cave. We're not going to go in the cave because, again, we just want it to be the landmark that people see. The entrance to the cave is popular enough. You'll see why. So there are all these crystals in front of it. And that's because people believe that what's inside the cave is evil. By putting all these crystals here, they're trying to ward off the bad evil, just keep the bad evil inside of the cave, and make sure that nothing evil passes through. No! Do not put the statue on the other side of the crystals. That's where the evil is. Don't put your arm on the other side either. No, I don't believe in it, but I don't want to take any chances, you know? No, don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, shit. Oh, you're going to terrify her and everybody else when they see it on the other side of the crystals. Please put it on the other side. I don't even want to touch it if it's over there. I can't take the picture. You'll give me $5 if I do it. Okay, that's not enough of a bribe. Ooh, you'll pay for dinner. All right, that's better. I'll take the picture. But I still think this is a bad idea. Onward to Illinois. You need to go pick up the statue because I'm not touching it if it's over there. No, no more bribes. I took the picture. Pick it up. I don't want to touch it. Please. Don't make me. Okay, whatever you're offering has to be much better than dinner. A tour of your work? I have always wanted to get into that building. You told me I couldn't. So it's possible. Okay, I'm gonna do it. Okay, I swear, something just felt different on the other side. I know it was only my arm that went to the other side, but like all the hair on my arm stood up. I swear I could feel whatever was coming from that cave. Here, put your arm here. Now put it on the other side. Now put it here. It feels different, doesn't it? It's not in my head. All right, let's go. This place is creeping me out. I'm thinking that we should stop for dinner soon. The dinner that you owe me. What dinner? Oh, funny. Can you go check her blog? Melanie Hart, H-A-R-T. I cannot wait to see if she said anything yet. Nothing? How is that possible? Maybe she's been busy all day. We're gonna have to do Illinois tomorrow. It's getting too late. It's time to eat dinner and get a hotel. We're currently 10 miles away from it, and this place should not be as creepy as yesterday. We're going to a cemetery, and there's a grave marker where the angel looks like it's crying blood. it's not supposed to be scary. People actually pray to her. People leave her presence. She's supposed to be very holy. Don't be scared. This one is not like yesterday's. And you liked yesterday's. You weren't afraid of it at all. Or is there something that you're not telling me? You were scared. Okay, so tell me the truth. Did you feel anything when you put your arm on the other side of the crystals? You are so full of it. We're here. All right, I have a map. I'm gonna go this way. And there she is. Just put the statue right in front of her. Then just step back so you can see her and you can see the tears coming down. It is pretty creepy, actually. But I'm not getting any bad vibes. It's actually really freaking cool. All right, another one down. There's actually another grave that I want to see. There is a dead president that's buried here. I'll show you. It's on the map. I was going to show you. You didn't have to take the map from me. Well, when you took the map and your hand brushed against my hand. No, nothing evil. You didn't absorb the cave's evilness. I was gonna say that I felt like the surge of electricity. Not actual electricity, but like chemistry? Oh, you're just gonna laugh it off, okay. Oh, let me look at the list. So, Iowa's is... Ooh! This one is so cool! What the hell? Pull over. Hi, officer. It's my car. I'm letting him drive it. Yeah, sure. Hold on. Let me find it. There you are. Oh. Huh. Yeah. That was me. I did it. I didn't think of it as stealing the statue. What we've been doing is we've been going to different places and taking pictures with it and sending them back. And then we were going to bring the statue back. It was all just kind of like a fun game. Wow. Just, wow. We're in jail. Did you ever think that you would end up in jail? If we do get out in time to go to the reunion, what are we going to say? Well, I just got out of jail. Oh my God. Actually, that's kind of cool. Still, we're in freaking jail. Melanie has no sense of humor and just, she's got a stick up her ass. She must have cameras everywhere if she caught my license plate. And now they've been looking for my car, like, all over the country? Shoot. What if I lose my job? Oh, no. I'm not going to mention how I got her address. No one needs to know how I got it. I mean, she posts all these pictures of her garden and all this stuff all the time, I'm sure. So, you know, I was driving by. I recognized the house. I took the statue because we were going on a trip. Okay, I'll breathe. I'll take deep breaths. I'm really worried. What if we're on the news? Oh, God. This is not how I wanted us to go viral. Oh, my God. I'm glad at least that you're in here with me. If I was all by myself in jail, I know it's just a holding cell, but still. I never thought I'd be behind bars of any sort. Gosh. Thank you for letting me see the humor in this situation. I'm still crying a little bit. Oh my gosh. I hope that it's like TV and we can make one phone call. And then I can be like, hello, Dad, I'm in jail. You know, if I had to be stuck in jail with anyone else, I'm glad it's you. Can I give you a hug? I know I don't have to ask. I've wanted to do that for years. Oh, gosh, for many years. Who knew that it would take being put in jail to make it happen? Holding cell, yeah. This is going to be something that we're going to talk about forever. We're going to get married. We're going to tell our kids about it. Well, then let's start dating first. You do still owe me dinner. Oh, that didn't count. That was fast food last night. I wonder if the guard or cop or whoever can go take our picture. Of us behind bars. We can show it to everyone at the reunion. If we ever get out of here. Oh, look, it's time for our one phone call. All right, you can go first. But come back soon. The cell's gonna feel so empty without you. I'll miss you. Mm-hmm. See you soon.